Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey, Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 8th goes to a woman named M.O. I don't know if that's her real name, but court documents refer to her as M.O. And M.O. is suing a lot of people's favorite insurance agency, GEICO. Okay, drop on the clues bombs for GEICO. GEICO, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Fun fact, do you know that their original model was you could still save money on car insurance even if you made a few mistakes? Also a fun fact, the GEICO lizard's name is actually Martin. Did anybody know that? Okay, another fun fact. Yep. Martin the lizard is GEICO's mascot because back in a galaxy far, far away called 1999, GEICO debuted its mascot, the GEICO Gecko, and they chose the Gecko because GEICO had often been mispronounced as Gecko. And boom, Martin the GEICO lizard was born, okay? When you do your Googles, you end up going down a rabbit hole of information that some would call useless until you realize these are great casual conversations to have at dinner. Now, M.O. is suing GEICO, people. She's suing for $1 million. Okay, I was reading this story on the Daily Mail, and I really couldn't believe it. I mean, historically, insurance companies cover injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. But M.O. feels she's owed compensation from GEICO that really doesn't have anything to do with GEICO. Now, I don't like explaining these stories, so it's always good when it's someone else who does. We found a YouTube channel from a young woman named Lady T. Lady T broke this story down. So let's go to Lady T for the report, please.
A Missouri woman is seeking $1 million from GEICO in a federal court after she has sex and contracted an STD from a man in the backseat of his vehicle that was covered by the insurance provider. The insurance company has since filed a countersuit and have accused the pair, who have elected to remain anonymous, of colluding for a massive payout. The woman, referred to as M.O. in the court document, filed a liability suit after having unprotected sex with a man labeled M.B. in the backseat of his 2014 Honda Genesis, a testing positive for HPV as a result. The car is covered by the insurance policy and MB's name. At that point, the woman, without GEICO's knowledge, entered legal talks with her then lover and reached an agreement in state court where she will receive $5.2 million if only from GEICO, court documents concerning the case revealed.
Well, thank you, Lady T. Drop on the clues bombs for Lady T. I don't know, Lady T. We just snatched her audio, that's all. Okay, long story short, M.O. wants compensation from GEICO. $1 million in damages because she had unprotected sex in 2017 in the backseat of a 2014 Hyundai Genesis, and she caught an STD. First of all, HPV is the most common sexually transmitted disease in these streets. Okay, 42% of all adults ages 18 to 49 walking around here with HPV, all right? Experts estimate 80% of all sexually active people are infected. All right, it's just a basic disease. Ironically, the Hyundai Genesis is a basic car. Ironically, M.O., you sound kind of basic. I hate to say it like that, and I'm sending you healing energy, but the logic ain't logicking in this story, okay? You pop that poom-poom for a goon, unprotected in the back of that Hyundai Genesis, and now you want to sue for $1 million because GEICO is the insurance company that covers the car? Listen, GEICO covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. Hold up now. Hold up. Use of the car. They used the car for sex and she caught an HPV. Bro, M.O. might have a case. I might have to reel this in, okay? GEICO is suing back, accusing the couple of conspiring to capitalize on a situation that they created themselves, and they are both in it together and are colluding for a payout. And M.O. reached an agreement with dude she was smashing in the Hyundai. They came to an agreement in state court where she would get $5.2 million from the company. I don't even know how that works. GEICO is countersuing and wants to know why the couple is hiding their identities, but I think M.O. might have a case here. I can't in good conscience give this woman Donkey of the Day until we go to Breakfast Club court. I need to hear from more people because GEICO, even in their countersuit, they're not really saying she tripping. They just saying she colluding with the dude she's accusing of giving her an STD. M.O. might have a case, bruh, because GEICO covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. that Hyundai was being used. It was just being used for sex. Some could even say sex is maintenance, but let's stick to the use of the car thing. I don't know, man. Hit the Breakfast Club court music, right? Hit the Breakfast Club court music. Does M.O. have a case?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Oh, explain. Talk to me, Amy.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Now, as an attorney for Geico, I can't award this woman this much money. Mm. And let me tell you the reasons why. How many times have you burnt your finger on the lighter in the car? That means I would have to pay for that because that injury really happened in the car. Or what about when you just hit your head or bump something on the car? Does that mean I got to pay for that? No. She had sex with that dirty D, and she has to take that. That has nothing to do with me or Geico or what happened as an accident in that car.
Well, question. No, let me push back on that, sir. You're in the car. You're using a lighter in the car. That is use of the car. Just because you weren't smart enough to sue Geico for the damages that you incurred because you're thinking of things like accidents, you know, and just typical things that happen with the car as, you know, things that could be claims. That sounds like use of the car to me. You get burned by a lighter that's in the car? That was use of the car, bro. I don't know, man. It sounds like
lines.
M.O. got a case. Does Geico owe her money?
Nah. All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Does Geico owe this young lady money?
She was having sex in the back of a Hyundai, man.
She had sex in the back of the car, and she got HPV. Does that mean that Geico have to pay for that? Does that mean every accident that happens in the car,
yes,
Geico now has to pay for? That a thing?
I didn't know until I just read this. I read it. It says it covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. They were using the car for sex. There was damages that happened in the car. The guy owned the car.
That backseat shouldn't be so comfortable.
That's what I'm saying. Yee. Why, if that car didn't have a backseat or a passenger seat, there could be no use of the car for sex. Why the Hyundai Genesis got a backseat?
Cars are used to drive, not for sex. They're supposed to be going to drive from point A to point B. You're not supposed to use a car for sex.
Who says? Show me in the manual where it says you can't use a car for sex. Show me in the Hyundai Genesis manual where it says that sex is not covered under the use of car. Show me.
And how do we know that HPV didn't come from the back seat?
Whoa. Now you logicking. Now the logic's starting to logic a little.
Logicking. Oh, my goodness. Call us up right now. Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.